Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and welcome to the Wednesday evening Purium Lifestyle Call with David Sandoval. Tonight he's welcoming on Dr. Luca Moretti. He is the developer of the Super Amino 23 product. We've already heard three fantastic calls. This is part number four, the grand conclusion. I know Dave's going to be talking about some questions he's been receiving from people, so maybe your question tonight will be answered here on this call. So good stuff happening throughout Purium, and you know, we got so much information that I'm going to get this call started really quickly here. We've got the owner and founder of Purium. He hosts this call every Wednesday night as a radio talk show. And he's got a great guest on tonight, as I said. He is the author of the Green Foods Bible. And I'm going to turn this call over to David Sandoval.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you, David. I am calling from, you know, the road. We still don't have phone service at the Native Springs Oasis. And I know that many people have been asking and looking for an update. I'm not able to use the Internet, so I haven't updated on Facebook. So I just like to take a minute, an informal minute. You know, this is our Wednesday night call. We get together as a family at this time. I sometimes call it dinner with Dave, but everybody's in a different time zone, so it doesn't work out perfectly that way. But the bottom line is that it reminds me of as a child sitting around the dinner table, and my mom insisted that everybody be there so that we could come together as a community, as a family. So that's what I feel like this is like. And I'd just like to share with you some of the things that I've been through before we get on with our call. Really quickly, you can see a raspiness in my voice. I've been living out in the around the fire. For those of you who don't know, I live on 160-acre nature preserve in the High Sierras. It has recently been ravaged by one of the worst fires in decades. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of acres were burned, 80 homes, lives lost, etc. And miraculously, while we lost our electricity, we lost our water, we lost our phones, we lost our internet, we lost all of our creature comforts, we lost flushing toilets and all of that. What we didn't lose were the homes, and we didn't lose our well. We had a lot of damage. We had burned cars, we had burned houses, we had burned fifth wheels, and all of our signs, all of our trees, all of our fences are gone. You know, the teepees, the shift pods, the houses unharmed, the pool, all those sins still holds water. It really was a miracle, and the hard work of the firemen was just evident in the fact, you know, if you saw the pictures I posted, it was incredible. There were miraculous sightings. For example, we have a sweat lodge here, and in the middle of a forest fire, literally in the middle of the forest, we have a sweat lodge, and all around it was burned out trees. All around it was embers of everything. Every inch was burned except for the sweat lodge, which is built out of twigs that are super dry, touching the ground, and the grass burned right up to them and stopped. It burned all around it, did not go near the entrance or the altar of the sweat lodge. Like, it's unbelievable. If you see it, if you see the pictures, you'll know it's crazy. We had a Buddha statue right inside of a fence. And stopped with just about a 4-inch hole, and through that hole, all you could see is the statue of Buddha. There's some weird stuff that happened during that fire. Don't know what it is, but whatever it was, we had, you know, angels, we had spirits, we had God on our side, and it was definitely a sight to behold after being away from my house for 5 days, 6 days, tortured by looking at maps that showed the entire area completely consumed, assuming that my houses were gone. And I had a friend with me, and she told me, Dave, when we get there, it's going to be like a miracle. All the houses are going to be there. And I'm like, it just can't be that way. Thanks for the optimism, but the map shows everything gone. And when we got there, it was just as she said. Everything was burned to the crisp. Everything, signs, trees, everything, except for the houses. So I just want to give a minute of thanks and praise, you know, for all of you who supported me emotionally and for, you know, God and for the firemen and for everybody who was part of this incredible miracle. And I want to thank Dr. Luca for his patience as we just take care of a couple of small things, because tonight we have Dr. Luca Moretti and we have questions that have come in. We have some amazing questions that have come in from you guys that he has agreed to take. The hardest questions we got, the funnest questions we got a bit of everything. He is standing by. But before that, I want to remind you, we are 30 days from convention. 30 days from convention. That means that you guys have got to make your plans to get to Orlando, Florida. If you've already made your plans and you've bought a ticket, guess what? We've got a winner that we're about to announce right now. So, David Litt, thank you for your patience as well. We've got a winner who's going to get free tickets to convention, assuming they've already bought them. They're on this call tonight. One other thing that I may not know about, but David Litt will let us know. So David, are you with us?
Yeah, I am. So our winner also enrolled a PLC member last week, and I'm going to go put this in Q&A mode. If you hear your name called, just hit star 6. And the winner of tonight's convention ticket is a diamond from North Carolina, and her name is Sonia Fleming. Sonia, are you on the line? Star 6. Sonia, are you there? I thought I heard her. We're having a little bit of trouble with the phone. We're having a little bit of trouble with the phone bridge, Dave, so I think I heard Sonia. So I'm going to go ahead and put this back into presentation mode, turn the call back over to you. There's no way with the hundreds and hundreds of people on the line that I can open up all the lines. So I'm going to go ahead and turn this call back over to you, and we'll go from there. So thanks for allowing us to give away a convention ticket. It's going to be a huge event.
Fantastic. Awesome. Well, we have one more announcement, and this is the announcement of the Powered by Purium social media contest winner. And there was a lot of amazing photos that you guys sent in. Seriously, you guys really made us proud, and I could see the creativity and the dedication in the photo taking. A lot of really good photographers out there. But in the end, I think the one that we liked the best, and it came down to two or three, but in the end we picked a paddleboard photo with Chris and Jamie Blake. Now, Chris and Jamie are from Hawaii, and they don't have to be on the call tonight in order to claim their prize. We're going to let them know, I believe, or do they have to be on the call, David?
They don't. So, and like I said, we're having a little bit of bridge problems. They're probably on there anyway, but yeah, we'll let them know that they won.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, David. And, you know, we've been waiting a while, actually, for tonight's call. A lot of people said they couldn't wait for the question and answer where we took questions that came in from you guys, from our listeners, the people who have been on these calls, the first, second, and third call. There were so many questions, but a lot of them were very similar. So I went ahead and consolidated them down to the ones that I think are really important. So without further ado, I would like to welcome one of the most intelligent men, not to mention he's rather charming, Dr. Luca Moretti. Are you with us?
Of course, of course. Thank you for having me.
Well,
good evening to everybody.
Standing by while we take care of things. And is there anything that you would like to share before we begin such a beautiful day? And you've been so patient before we start the question and answer session. Is there anything you would like to say to our audience before we get started?
No, what you said before, David, I share completely with you that we have to thank God, because sometimes something unbelievable happen, like this fire all around, you know. We have to admit and we have to recognize that we are very limited in our mental capability, you know, and just recognize that, of course, there is always the presence of God.
Yes, and, you know, it's funny because it's always, I hear the phrase, by the grace of God, you know, and God willing. I hear those phrases, but it really means something when you're driving down a 10-mile road, Dr. Luca, with everything to the left and the right just sinned, burned to the ground, and all of a sudden you come up and you see some green trees in your valley, and then you see, you know, the rooftops of your house, and then you just go and you realize that it's completely there. Everything around is gone, but the houses are still there. So a lot of my favorite trees, a lot of big, beautiful trees. I've had crews in here just cutting them down, and it's sad.
It's sad, but thank goodness Gary remembers playing the last 2 years. And there's an old name that's
yeah.
So, to my first question is, it's a big concern for many people, and they want to know, I'll give you, like, the easy one. I think is, you know for sure that the product is not good for gluten, and it is safe for celiac.
Dave, we're losing you. Could you hear me, Doctor? That's better.
Yes, yes, of course.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is it completely verified that the product is free of gluten and safe for celiacs?
Yes, of course.
Awesome. And secondly, on the tablets, some people, you know, they don't necessarily like the fact that they're a little dusty. I think that's a good thing because it shows they haven't been coated with anything that I personally wouldn't like. So people are asking, how are the tablets held together? Is there some type of something that makes it stick or how is that done?
No. It's a technology. We don't use, any excipient, which means only the pure superamino 23, and of course it stick together. I cannot divulge really in what way, but technologically is done just by pressure, but in a special way that stick together. And what you said, this little dust, which means the powder of the essential amino acid that you can touch, just to show you that there is no coating, there is no excipient. And of course, yeah, this is very important, David. Why? Because when some people, because superamino 23 is a wonderful food, of course, and you have to take 20, 25, 30 tablets per day, any excipient that, normally pharmaceutical company, they say, no, they are very safe. There is no one really that can be safe in that amount of tablets, which means always you will have a problem with some adverse effect with some of the consumer. That was the reason, since the first moment, 22 years ago, that we start with the superamino 23, that we never use any excipient, just to avoid that possibility.
Fantastic. Now, another question that, has come from people on a pretty consistent basis is regarding the source of the amino acids. Some people don't like soy. Some people worry about GMOs. Other people are, obviously allergic to wheat or things like that. So could you clarify, where do the proteins come from and what do you mean by pre-digested?
The protein, of course, the source is vegetal, is free of course, any contaminant, any bad stuff, and, of course, they are not GMO, which means that everything is fine. We don't disclose, really. Why? Because that can be used by any potential competitors to know our secret. Just let's remember that we had in 22 years 147 intent of copy, and all of them, they failed. Why? Because they don't have our technology and the product cannot be reproduced, which means, unfortunately, with Word, everybody can say, this is similar to the other one, but it's just a matter of words. There is no possibility to copy the formula of superamino 23. Pre-digested means... Tell me.
Do we know that it is soy-free?
Yes, of course. It's soy-free.
Okay, because that's a very important question that I get many times. And so, good. So soy-free... And non-GMO.
No, you can ask me anything, David. You can ask me anything. The only thing that I cannot tell you what is, but it's completely natural, And you can ask me, is soy free? Of course that is soy free.
Awesome. Now, the next question is a fun one. I think somebody said you've been doing this for a long time, 22, 30 years. What, you must have gotten mm-hmm. thousands of testimonials. What is your top one or two testimonials? What is the story that if you get happy or makes you feel like you really changed somebody's life with the Super Amino 23s, people just want to know what you remember fondly about, you know, promoting this product and helping people.
Okay, let me tell you that we have thousands and thousands of story and testimonials. And of course, you're going to ask me why we didn't show those testimonials. Because we didn't want to be similar to marketing people, you know, that normally they show those testimonials. But what we are going to do, and we are going to share all that information with you, we are preparing, among the thousands of testimonials, we are preparing amazing story, which means amazing story in a way that all of you and our sales force can share those testimonials. And of course, you can use those amazing story that they are very, very touching, really, also in your website. And the Salesforce can use those amazing story. Let me tell you one of them to just give you an idea without telling other story. One of them was a lady that about 14 years ago, she suffered of renal failure, which means kidney failure, and the doctor told her, listen, you need right away a transplant, and you need also to undergo dialysis. And she said, you know, to the doctor, I will prefer die instead to undergo dialysis. And they tried to convince her. Eventually, among the group of the doctors, one of them says, listen, the only solution that you want, because otherwise you're going to die without dialysis in about 4-6 weeks maximum, what you have to do, you have to just substitute all dietary protein, which means no dietary protein, that like everybody knows, they overload our kidney. And what you have to do is just make the total substitution, 100% substitute dietary protein with the Super Amino 23. And was very tough to find a matching kidney for her. And she has so much faith in God, and she was so diligent that she was able to wait 11 years. 11 years just eating the protein only Super Amino 23 for 11
wow.
years. And eventually, after 11 years, she was able to receive the kidney. And that was 3 years ago, 3 years and a half ago. And she is living in a wonderful life. Of course, even if she didn't need, she still take 80%, 70% of Super Amino 23 in substitution of dietary protein. And she has been wonderful. And she is just, she gave us with the picture and everything. And these are going to be the amazing story, which means that even under the clinical point of view, is unbelievable. One of them is possible that you remember also, David, because we talked about years ago, was a lady that about 20 years ago, 19 years ago, she was 52 years old, and she was in very poor physical condition, and she participated in a clinical study, which means we published the clinical study. We are going to publish also as an amazing story, and we prepare her with the Super Amino, and she did, that was her dream, to cross the Takimalan. The Takimalan is the second, like everybody knows in China, the second largest desert in the world.
Wow.
And she did like almost 2,000 miles in the desert alone, which means was walking alone in the desert. And she did this amazing, you know, achievement to cross the desert. And guess what? Because she couldn't have so much weight, of course, to carry, because this was a lady that was like only 95 pounds weight, you know? She was very, very tiny. And she was taking only Super Amino 23 as the only source of protein for all the crossing of the desert, plus an energy source that we prepare directly for her, and in bottles that in 1 liter you can reach up to 7,000 calories, and that can be taken by diabetic, even by diabetic. And she was able to cross the Takimalan, and after the crossing, in the Institute of Medicine of Italy, they did all the second part of the study, and she came after the crossing of the desert in better health shape, and especially better muscular shape than when she just started crossing. Which means those are going to be the kind of story that, you know, everybody like, because they are not just the simple things, simple testimonials.
Well, I have one I want to share with everybody. It was my friend Eric is one of the fittest men in America. He was about 6% body fat, and he tried to do a 10-day water fast, and he collapsed after 3 days. He had no reserves of fat to live on, and so he asked me to put together a program for him, and that program consisted of the Master Aminos and a bunch of superfoods that I had put together in separate jars and sent up to him and told him how to mix it. They included spirulina, activated barley, wheatgrass, carrot juice, and a couple of things like that. Well, he did that for 40 days, being monitored by doctors. And at the end of 40 days, at 600 to 700 calories a day maximum, he had put on 12 pounds of muscle. And that seems medically impossible, clinically impossible, physiologically impossible. Yet he put on 12 pounds of muscle with less than 1,000 calories a day over 40 days. And he was already one of the fittest men in America. So these aminos, they're special. Super aminos are super aminos. And so,
yes, you're right.
So a couple more questions, Dr. Luca.
Sure.
People are really excited about the product, and they ask, I want to take, you know, 5 or 10 or 20, even 30 a day, but I just can't swallow pills. You know, how can I crush them, put them in a blender? What do you recommend for me?
You can pulverize them. The best is with a little mortar, if you pulverize, but you have to take right away. Let me tell you, because this is always a question that comes. Why you don't do in powder? You have really two reasons, but one is a very important reason. We do Super Amino 23 in powder in Europe only for hospital. Why only for hospital? Because the powder of the superamino can be easily contaminated because the surface of the powder is so huge in comparison to the tablets that if you leave a tablet open in an open space, in an open space with a huge risk of contamination in an airport, you know, all of an airport, you leave those tablets and you come back after 15 days and you see them under the microscope, there is no contamination. Now, you have them in powder and you leave in powder 15 minutes in an airport, after 15 minutes you see under the microscope and you see all microorganisms jumping, very happy because it's a wonderful food for them. Which means that unfortunately, especially in America, also for the liability point of view, you cannot take anything that people, you know, that doesn't pay too much attention is going to leave, you know, that powder open 2, 3 days, 4 days, and after 4 days they are going to take. Now, is a risk that they are going to die? No, thank God. But a risk that they are going to have diarrhea? Of course. And we never want that risk. For that reason, in Europe, the pouches are 5 grams of superamino per pouch. The hospital, they can buy those. But says in the pouch, once open, use immediately. Cannot be even refrigerated. And you know, hospital, they know that. They know that they have to, with several kind of medicine and other food for intravenous use, they know that once they open, they have to use right away, otherwise they have to discard. That is the reason. But if you pulverize, of course, suppose that I have a baby, a newborn baby, of course that I have to pulverize. But in that case, we always inform the consumer, listen, you pulverize and you use right away. You cannot keep in the refrigerator mix with the liquid because it's even worse with the presence of liquid, of water, which means that we don't have to be scared, but it's not something really that we can do in pouches, especially here in America, that you know that everybody sue everybody.
Wow. Well, that's a really good answer. And Dr. Luca, I want to thank you for having been part of this amazing series over these last 4 weeks. And I want to, you know, really let you know how much we appreciate you, your knowledge, your passion, your love, and of course, as I said before, your charm. Appreciate you so much, and I know everybody on the phone is going to jump in right now and let you know that, but before I do that, I want to say grazie from the bottom of my heart.
And grazie. Grazie to you, David. And let me tell you that I appreciate, of course, all your collaboration. We have been working for so many years. I believe that right now should be around 16, 17, 18 years together, which means that we trust each other. And of course, I appreciate all our audience for the trust that they give to Superamino 23. And God bless you all.
Superamino 23 on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free through August 4th.
There you go. David Litt, the man to let it.